Steve Rosenberg reporting there. Well, we're joined from Warsaw by Anne Applebaum, who's from the public policy think tank, the Legatum Institute. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you think Vladimir Putin is now in trouble?
The trouble for Putin is that his legitimacy as leader is based on an implicit pact with the Russian people. You know, I will bring you stability and at least slowly rising living standards. And in exchange, you'll live with the fact that you don't have democracy, you don't have much of a say in how the country would run, and you'll tolerate a great deal of corruption by me and the people around me. That's the deal, in essence, with which he has run Russia for the last 15 years. The trouble is that if living standards aren't rising and if the economy is going to crash, then that legitimacy begins to break away. And in that sense, he's in trouble. Because, you know, why should Russians tolerate corruption and why should they tolerate the lack of freedom if they're not getting anything in return? The trouble is that there's no mechanism by which to remove him. So we can talk all we want about how he's in trouble or people don't like him or the mood is changing. But there isn't an obvious way in which power can change hands in Russia.
Okay, so what do you think what are his options now? We're going to have a long speech from him today saying what?
Well, I would really hate to predict this speech. I mean, he could do many things. He could look for a scapegoat. He could blame the West. He could look for the so-called kind of internal fifth column. He could blame people inside Russia. He could start talking about corruption, and he could blame some of the people around him. He'll certainly look for some way out, or he could argue that it's temporary and it will get better. But the point is that he doesn't have a the test isn't really what he says today. The test is what happens over the next few weeks and months. Can he keep the Russian economy going? And if he can't, what are the people around him going to do about it?
Because at the moment, I mean, his popularity still seems to be remarkably high.
I'd be very careful about the popularity statistics. In a fairly closed society like Russia, if you call up a taxi driver in Krasnoyarsk and you say, hello, this is the polling institute in Moscow. Do you like President Putin? Or what are you going to say? Who's going to say no over the phone? So I'm a little bit careful about the polls. And also, even historically, when Russians have been polled, they'll often say they like their leader, but they hate their mayor. They hate the way their society is run. They have a lot of complaints. It's very complicated, their relationship to him. And and it's also very volatile. I mean, I think it could change very fast. I mean, the Soviet Union also seemed to be supported by everybody until very, very quickly it wasn't.
And do you think that those in the West, leaders in the West, would be pleased to see that actually sanctions may have some effect in hastening his departure?
Well, if they do hasten his departure, which, of course, we don't know yet.
Indeed.
Yes, of course, I think people would be very happy because sanctions were really a last-ditch idea. There was really no other idea of how to stop his progress in eastern Ukraine. There was no military option.
But I'm just wondering, really, what might replace him?
Well, I would not like to look into my crystal ball and guess. But I mean, the only, even in theory, the only thing I can think of who could replace him is one of the people around him who might. It's conceivable that the group of people around him could decide to carry out a palace coup. That's happened in Russia before. But again, I would not count on it. There is no clear mechanism to change power. It isn't at all clear how that internal group runs. It isn't really clear what their connections are to each other, what their relationships are to each other. We know about some of their financial relationships, but not their personal relationships. So I wouldn't be waiting for something to happen very quickly, although, of course, it has in the past and it could.
Anne Applebaum, thanks very much.